This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, head up to the website. I told you, one of the ways you support shows like mine is you buy their little trinkets. You know, the books, the shirts, right? I've got the hashtag stand. Stand for America. Stand to make America great. Stand against the resistance. We really do need to take a stand. Whether you have the shirt or not, obviously, you have to take a stand. And we have to stop letting them, you know, dictate the narrative, to lay it out. Don't let them tell the story. We should be telling the story. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know who sent me the story. One of you guys sent me the story, one of the regulars. And at first I was reading, going, okay, it's just another one of those whatevers, you know, where we have gay parents. One of my listeners is mad that we have gay parents. But as I kept reading it, I had to go take aspirin. That's how confused I was. So the title of the story is Accidental Gay Parents Show There's No One Path to Creating a Family. Yes, there is. There is only one way for an egg to get impregnated. There is only one way. You can't produce a human being, you know, from a lamb. You know what I'm saying? So Triton Reese admits that to some people that life he has built with his partner, Bill, I'm sorry, Biff, Biff Chaplow, and their two children, Haley and Riley, can seem a bit mundane at times. Yeah, I'm sure. Our life is mostly picking up soccer balls and driving to Girl Scouts, he told NBC. These people living out of Portland. But Reese is quick to point out that as a gay... Now, think about this. I want you to think about this, okay? I'm not making fun, but I'm showing you how ridiculous this sounds. But as a gay trans man married to another gay man, raising two children, right? Do you know what? A gay trans man, unless I'm really off, and I'm sure producer Tammy will tell me. So if you're a trans man, get the gay out of it for a second. If you're a trans man, that means you were born with your female parts and now feel like you're a male. So you were either making the transition, going to make the transition, right? You want to be a man. You feel like you're in the man's body. But then on top of that, you're gay, so you're going through the operation to go from female to male, but want a male. I'm just trying to deconfuse the situation. You have the look on your face. I was in Texas, he says, last September. And I was talking to this older gay man in the 60s and told our story to him. And he got a little upset because he could never have children, not in his day. And They go on to talk about how they've been together for 7 years. You know, they were in Los Angeles. Then they moved up there to Oregon. And he says when he started dating Reese, he knew from the beginning that he was transgender. He said he'd already done a lot of his own internal work, and he felt very comfortable with his sexuality and gender. He said, I decided my body parts really didn't mean a whole bunch as to who I was.
Okay.
For Reese, the attraction to Chapla was immediate. I've been a gay trans dude for like 14 years, Reese explained. I'm used to other trans men asking, why would you transition to be a man only to be with another man? And I told him because I was gay. But what makes him gay? So if you're attracted to another man... I don't even want to. I gotta get a shrink on here to help me figure this out. So for Reese and Chaplow, the first year of the relationship was spent doing the thing that many new couples do. They went to parties together. They took weekend trips and all that other fun stuff, what have you. Right? In 2011, Chaplow got a call from his sister's social worker saying his sister's two young children were about to be removed from his sister and put into foster care unless Chaplow was able to care for them. So he took his way to take. You know what I mean? He received his two sisters' kids. Because, you know, he knew he had to help his sister. Now, they knew by taking the kids that they eventually might go back to his sister. But they took him anyway. So I get the gist of the story as it goes on, because it's too long for me to go through the whole thing, is trying to melt those two kids in, explain to people where they're at, telling other people, getting people to understand who they were in their bodies and what they stood for. And again, we were talking about this the other night, right? And some people got upset with me. And I would say, do you understand how confusing it is to have a female who is attracted to males but feels like she's supposed to be a man because she thinks she's gay? Do you understand why I always kind of scoff at this, say there's an issue? This is the group that we brought up that believes that whatever they believe between the ears, whatever they believe to be truth has to be truth, right? So as time goes on, he says, I started to think what would be like, and maybe that is something I want to do, to actually have a biological child. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time. We haven't touched on it yet, but I think the first step in banning money, keeping money from these sanctuary states, well, sanctuary cities, going to be states next. Hopefully these guys put it in the bill. But the first pass at keeping money from sanctuary cities that break federal law, has passed through the Congress. Now we'll just see if the Senate can make it happen. See, I don't know why they leave things linger. I don't know why they don't jump on this stuff. Just get it done and move forward. You know what I'm saying? Don't jerk around with this stuff. You let it sit and fester, and it becomes all kinds of problematic. Anyway, back to, I want to finish this. I don't want to spend a whole hour on this, but it is kind of interesting from a standpoint of the confusion, the gray areas around this whole thing. Yeah, because remember what I said to you? The one person was born a female, decided they were transgender male, who then decided they were gay because they were turned on to men. If you're turned on to men and you're a female and you're just not comfortable with your parts, I don't understand. But that's just me. And I'd love to get... Now, we've had them on in the past, and people get nuts with it. But I'd love to bring on a relational therapist that had no religious beliefs, so to speak, but was able to, you know, speak to this openly. Now, they've been on a lot of shows together, the Reese and Chaplow. So one started to think that, what would it be like, and maybe that's something I want to do, Reese said of carrying a child during one of his appearances in a podcast. And he goes on to say, I don't ever feel like I want to think gay to erase the fact that I was born a female. Well, you can't tell. And what are you doing to let people know that? Probably nothing, right? And Reese had been through hormone therapy, but not surgery yet. Explained that once off the testosterone, his body would be able to carry a baby. And again, my confusion or my irritant and confusion is you don't want genders. You say genders don't make a difference. You keep talking about this like we're supposed to erase, just like with the color thing. But hims cannot have babies. That's a science fact. That's not a Joe fact, right? That's not a hardcore right-wing religious fact. That is what science says. Females. The females of the species carries the babies, not the males. See, if it's all equal and it's all the same and whatever you believe, whatever between your ears is what makes it work, then we would all be able to carry children now, wouldn't we? We'd all have the equal equipment to make it happen. But we were made differently, whether you believe in evolution or God. We were made differently for a reason. It's that simple. Chaplow was hesitant to the idea of conceiving a child at first. He said, I had to stop and think about it for a second because my initial reaction was no. But ultimately, Chaplow decided that conceiving a baby with Reese was something he wanted as well. I wonder how that happened. You know what I'm saying? You know, the gay guys I know want nothing to do with women. Or women parts. They think they're gross and disgusting. So Reese stopped taking his testosterone. Eventually, the two men were successful in conceiving. Again, a misnomer. Though sadly, their pregnancy ended in a miscarriage. That's sad. I don't care who you are. That's sad. But they were successful in conceiving again. He went on to say, we know lots of transgender men that have babies. So they keep their parts and pieces. And again, I don't know if they're transgender. See, this is why this, there's no solid anything in these groups. So, he said, they just started receiving negative messages from people. He went through to say, so psychologically, our brains are programmed to notice the negative things to protect ourselves. If you really pay attention to just sheer volume, the messages of support that we get are overwhelmingly positive. So he goes on to say, he says, I definitely believe that queer people have been building family in all sorts of ways for hundreds of years. And but the thing here, the thing I find interesting, again, you're born in a female body, you believe yourself to be a male, and then you believe yourself to be gay because you're attracted to men. I just don't... That's something somebody, I would love somebody living that lifestyle to sit and explain that to me. And then on top of it, those feelings of wanting to have a baby, wanting to carry a baby. You can't tell me that there's no difference between male and female. That's why it's ludicrous to say is total equality, because there isn't. No matter what this story says or other people say, a man, and again, what do you want to do? You want to call it species A and species B? You want to wipe out the term male and female? Although they do have a basis. You have to identify as one or the other. You have to label it somehow. You know what I'm saying? If This, again, is a large group of these young people who think that whatever they believe, whatever they want to believe, whatever they have a unction to believe is true, it's got to be true just because they want it to be. It's sad that you did that to your kids. Like I always say, when my mother said I could grow up to be anything I wanted to be, I didn't think she was talking about the sexual side of things. We'll move on. GOP operative implied that he was working with General Flynn to get Hillary's erased emails from Russian hackers. I don't know. Again, some of these stories, we don't know how true they are. But as you start reading through not just the stories, but other things that I get all day long, I get a bunch of stories every day, you can see where some of these start to fall together or come together. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that during 2016 campaign, a Republican opposition researcher named Peter Smith believed that emails Hillary Clinton erased from her basement server, now she claimed they were personal, were hacked, probably by the Russians. Smith tried to track the emails down and retrieve them from opposition research. Now, according to the report, Smith was scouring the world of hackers, including Russians, to get the Clinton emails. The bombshell part of the report was that he implied he was working with General Mike Flynn on the project. Remind you here, the words implied, right? So we're clear? Flynn was an advisor to the Trump campaign and then national security advisor, right? Until he was found out that he lied to everybody about having anything to do with the Russians. Smith said, I'm talking to Michael Flynn about this. If you find anything, you can let me know. Now that was according to Eric York, a computer security expert from Atlanta. He was very, and I know hackers. And they are a very small, tight-knit group, and they do know each other. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you know, Facebook, some of you I know are having problems sharing our stories, and Facebook hired over 4,500 new, what do you want to call them, auditors? Safety monitor. There you go. Probably a better term. And my understanding was that the last that I read, they had removed like 41,000 questionable or objectionable posts done by people. But who said they were objectionable? What guidelines are they using for real? Not what are they telling us they're using, but what are they really using? So I'm just curious. And so, you know, what guidelines they're coming up with? All right, so we were talking about, and with the way Washington is, this stuff happens all the time. And we know, you've got operatives there. You've got opposition research going on 24-7. It's not a joke. It really does happen. I've seen it happen at the local level, the small level, at the state level. So this young person was working for or working somehow with General Flynn, and they were trying to find Hillary's erased, so-called erased emails. There's no way, when you're in that deep to so many things, there is no way you're wiping all that stuff out. There is a copy of it someplace. So Eric York, a computer security expert from Atlanta, was searching hackers' forums on Mr. Smith's behalf for people who might have access to emails. Emails written by Mr. Smith and one of his associates show that his small group considered Mr. Flynn and his and consulting company, Flynn Intel Group, to be allies in their quest. What role, if any, Mr. Flynn may have played in Mr. Smith's project is still unclear. That comes from an interview with the Wall Street Journal. Now, Mr. Smith said he knew Mr. Flynn, but he never stated that Mr. Flynn was actually involved. Obviously, as he's under investigation, General Flynn didn't respond to any of the newspaper's requests for information. A Trump campaign official said that Mr. Smith didn't work for the campaign, and that if Mr. Flynn coordinated with him in any way, it would have been in his capacity as a private individual. Now, when he was interviewed by the paper, Smith concurred with the campaign, explained that he worked independently and wasn't part of the Trump campaign. However, Smith died in the middle of May. 6 weeks before the Journal posted the article and 10 days after he was interviewed by the paper. Seems to be a... Anytime you have something in the DNC... Anytime you have anything to do with the DNC or the Clintons and it comes up, that's not cool. You better hide. Or you could do some preventative maintenance and just stay away from them altogether. Isn't that sad that some of these young people probably get involved in these things? They think they're getting involved for the good of everything. The good of the country. And then they get involved and what happens is they find out that, wow, they are as corrupt as they told us. As everybody else has been telling us. So the investigators have examined reports from the intelligence agencies that describe Russian hackers discussing how to obtain emails from Mrs. Clinton's server and then transmit them to Flynn. Right? So they were trying to find a way to get him to do it. Maybe that's what was freaking him out. Think of how calm he would have felt about that. How is it that a hacker is able to get information that the FBI can't? Or didn't want to? Isn't it clear who that... It isn't clear who the intermediary might have been. Or even whether Mr. Smith's operation was the one allegedly under discussion by the Russians. Reports were compiled during the same period when Mr. Smith's group was operating. Now that's according to the reports coming from the FBI. Mr. Smith said he began his research over Labor Day weekend in 2016 by rounding up a team of technology experts, lawyers, and a Russian-speaking investigator. Wow, that's a lot of work. Right? Excuse me. Can't hit the button fast enough. In the interview with the Journal, Mr. Smith said that he and his colleagues found five groups of hackers. Five. Five groups. Not five hackers. Not five young kids sitting around hacking at Mrs. Clinton. Five groups of hackers that said they possessed Mrs. Clinton's deleted emails. Two of the groups were Russian. Have you heard this anywhere else? You probably won't. See, when it comes to... there's no outrage on the left when they do something or something smells like they've done something wrong. To talk about how much they love the country and how much they want to do the right thing, you know is a bunch of malarkey. So, I don't know. I look at these stories. I look at the depth of what the heck? I look at the depth of what's going on. And when you think about hacking, once you're in, once you put your key in there, your in button, so to speak, it's hard to get you out. These things called rootkit viruses. And what it does is it down at the machine level, which is a whole different language in and of itself, it places access on those computers, obviously to the hackers who have the information to get in. But they're not easily detected, and sometimes they can't be detected at all. You know, by regular software, because they're down at, again, they're down at the machine level. We need to be more, you know, even you at home, some of you at home that are doing work for yourself and looking at, I don't know, if you're looking up, doing research on vaccinations, you're doing research on education, you're doing research on the VA. You have to save your stuff too. Secure it. Because you don't know who you're attached to. When you attach to your bank, when you attach to your broker, that's a direct connection to them. Somebody has that information, you're done for. So, again, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to say everybody's out there to get you. I'm not trying to say that every time you turn around a corner, there's a hacker waiting to get in your machine. Because you're not that important. I'm not that important. You know, it just doesn't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, the gay pride parades, you would think with everything they went through that they would be much more inclusive, right? You'd think they'd have a voice, a whole group that would support anybody that wanted to support and join their groups. You would think. On, where is this? Kent State. Kent State. Wow. Yeah, do your own homework on that. They've been through a lot. So Kent State students applauded the eviction of Jews from a gay pride parade. So a pro-Palestinian student group at Kent State University applauded the eviction of Jews from a recent pride parade because they were associated with a far-right pro-Israel group. Oh, my God. Can't have that. So we have a group that wanted to be inclusive of another group, and they had to be thrown out of a gay pride parade. Solidarity is a beautiful thing, the Kent State Students for Justice in Palestine said. Well, they tweeted it out in response to an article about the incident. So they went on to say, not to conflate the Imagine David, or the symbol of Judaism, with Zionism, but members with these flags were associated with far-right pro-Israel groups. The group said that if, in fact, these people were not associated with the racist right-wing groups, then they would Kent State would condemn this as anti-Semitic. But that simply wasn't the case, they said. Now, according to another news source, three participants were asked to leave the annual Dyke March. That's what they called it. On Saturday, because they were carrying Jewish pride flags featuring the Star of David, blazoned on the standard rainbow design, which made people feel unsafe. I could see how dangerous a Star of David would be on a flag made out of cloth. Very unsafe to have around. Could catch on fire, you know, 15 feet in the air like that. Just aggravating that we let them get away with it so easy. It's aggravating. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Come on back. A lot more at the top, right after the break.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Now we are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I mean it, do get involved in the conversation. You know, there's so much going on out there. You help us all stay informed. You can pass information back and forth. It's really great. So, before I get back to the story I was working on, it was funny because the story that was listed on the Hill, you saw Joe Simeone posted it earlier. How Steny Hoyer jumps back and forth. We talked about this. How he jumps back and forth to wherever it suits him well. So, Democrat whip told reporters at the Capitol Tuesday morning that he was advising members to look at it, at the bill carefully and see what their conclusion is. And then hours later, Hoyer and the Democrats decided that they would whip opposition to the legislation when it hits the floor later this week. But they're not twisting arms due to politically not listen carefully. They didn't sit back and decide, okay, what's right about this bill? What's wrong about this bill? How's it going to help Americans? No. They are sitting back because they're worried that the bill's politically fraught nature of the illegal immigration issue could hurt them when they come back to their election time. Right? So again, it's a political calculation. Just like it was with Obama and Hillary for Benghazi. It was a political calculation. How was it going to look? How was it going to hurt them? This is nuts. You don't make decisions on people's lives based on what it's going to look like out there, what the people think. I've been in situations myself, being a voting board member on a school board, where I've actually had somebody say, what's the optics? And I've been in other situations where they said the same thing, but this is in this kind of elected capacity. When somebody says, what's the optics? You know what my first response is? Really, seriously, I'm not just saying this. I don't care what the optics are. I never have. I don't care what people think of me. I don't care what they say about me. As long as that I know I'm doing the right thing. I know I'm doing what's right for the kids. I know what I'm doing is right for the community. I don't give in to the garbage that's spewed. It's wrong. Get out. If the way you're going to conduct your elected life is based on what's going on around you, that's a problem. And I've been criticized for that by my own people. I remember when I was running for office, they told me to back down off of certain issues until I got in there. And I'm thinking, well, isn't that like lying? Sure, I'm all for this, I'm all for that, I'm all for this until I get in office, and all of a sudden I'm not for anything? That ain't right. It just ain't right. Anyhow, this is all about Kate's Law. They're actually having trouble with Kate's Law. They're actually having trouble pushing through Kate's Law. This should be the easiest bill in the history of bills to pass. Almost a no-brainer, if you would. And, you know, those who keep coming back after they've been deported and told not to come back, how do you help that person who refuses to adhere to the law in the country they want to come into or they claim they want to come into? And how does the Dems support that? They've been legally deported on laws that you've created, and we're supposed to throw that out the window? We're supposed to forget about it? Makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. All right, back to Kent State University. Right, they pride themselves in the fact that they were able to get a Jewish pride group thrown off of campus. I mean, well, thrown out of their gay pride parade. And the reason behind it is the group is associated with far-right pro-Israel groups. So they're pro-Israel. They're a conservative pro-Israel group. There's no place for them in a pride parade, right? God. And they said, and the administrators at the school said it would have been anti-Semitic if they had not been associated with far-right racist groups. Really, what racist groups were they actually associated with? Because they don't list any. They're telling me to leave because my flag was a trigger to people that they found offensive, said Laurel Grayer. Prior to this, I'd never been harassed or asked to leave, and I'd always carry the flag with me. See, all it took was one or two people. And in this case, why is it, I'm always amazed at this, why is it the Palestinians have so much power? Why is it the Muslims have so much power? Right? Why is that happening? You know, you realize, as Christians, we outnumber a lot of them. Maybe we should start speaking up. Maybe we should start threatening. Maybe we should start holding our ground and saying, you know, go ahead and physically remove me, like the other ones do. Now, the Dyke March organizers released a statement, finally, explaining that the decision to remove the Jewish marchers was made after they repeatedly expressed support for Zionism during their conversation with Dyke March collective members. Greer acknowledged that she had told fellow marchers that she believed in a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine, but expressed surprise at the response, remarking that people had effectively told her that you could be gay, but not this way. I love this. You can be gay, but not this way. So I guess, Xander's going to love this one. Right? Now they're going to tell you how to be gay. What does that look like? And remember, this is the group of inclusivity. These are the people that accept everybody in. And we should be more like them. I couldn't be like them if you drugged me. I don't care how many hits off the crack pipe. I don't care about any. It wouldn't work. Couldn't happen. Okay, I find this stuff more than amusing, and more. And, I mean, hypocritical beyond the point of understanding. Right? And it's actually infuriating to a degree, because even though you want to help, you want to do, you want to fall in line to a degree, stuff that doesn't make you crazy that you're willing to work with. It's just like the male-female thing. What is there, a sticker? Is there a bracelet? Is there a tattoo? What is there? Because if it's fluid and it changes, then you would get mad at me for calling you the wrong name. Whose fault is that really? Is there one word or one phrase we can use to acknowledge you without making you upset? I'm just asking. You know, we heard a lot today about the $15 an hour, and it's in the news, and how much it's cost restaurants, how much trouble there's been with it. And what does the left do? They do what they do, like they do with judges. They go shopping for reports. They go shopping for statistics to prove their point. When every other statistic, when every other report that's come out, and they're not right-wing reports, they're right down the middle. Every other report that we get shows that the $15 an hour is killing these restaurants, killing full-time work. But they won't use those because it proves that they're a bunch, they lost their case. It proves that they're a bunch of loons that don't go by science. They strictly go by feeling. They don't really care about math. They care about feeling. I love it when they make, you know, it's really funny. They make fun of God-fearing people because we worship, talk, chew, follow something you can't hug, kiss, feel. Right? It's just out there with no rhyme or reason to it. Yet every feeling that comes to them between their two ears is gospel truth. Because they feel it, it has to be truth. It has to be real. It has to be something we have to act upon. I'm sorry, who's the fool? They believe in science, except when science doesn't line up with what they want to do or what they believe to be truth. Again, for them, it's pulling everything into what they believe, not the reality of what things are. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, look, head up to the website. I'll wait to get there, therealside.com. Now, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll there. You can also, you know, give me your email address so I can send you out email on a regular basis. I send it out once a week. It's not the end of the world, right? So let me send you an email. Tells you who's going to be on the show, topics we'll be discussing. Yes, I have things on there I want to sell. You don't have to buy them. Unlike the Affordable Care Act, unlike the federal government, I don't force you to buy anything. Anyway, check out the website. Let's talk about it tomorrow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for spending your time with me today. I very much appreciate it because I know how valuable your time is. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.